much time. We got to go. We love you.
3371.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we'll see you next time.
71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you say, get a load of
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Fellowship with none other than in the person of King Arthur LaValle of Bunky, Louisiana. He is in the house getting ready. So we want y'all to get ready, too, so that you can get this exciting, relevant word that is going to help revolutionize and change your life, that is going to help you to operate in the kingdom of God with efficiency and accuracy. That's what God is looking for in our life today. And he has been in a prominent teaching series, amen, that is empowering God's people how to function in the kingdom. Amen. Not just function religiously, but function in the kingdom. Function as a king, functioning as a priest, functioning as a daughter, a princess, if you will. Amen. In the kingdom of God. So, amen. We're just waiting for him to get ready. Once he give me the word, he ready. I'm going to shoot it back over to him because that's what I'm waiting on. Are you ready, King Arthur? All right, King Arthur is here in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God. As I always say on this radio, you know, because wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. I also want you to know the purpose for this ministry, the purpose for why God would have you to tune in to this ministry. He wants you, if you tune in to this broadcast, hey, he wants you to know about the gospel of the kingdom. He wants you to know, you know, about the what kingdom? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel about it? The gospel about it is at your hand. Is within hand's reach. Is available to you right now. Amen. It's available to you right now. What, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven and all of the kingdom of God is available to you. Hallelujah. Right now. Not just in the sweet by and by. Right now. That's what Jesus' message was. When he began his public ministry, this is what his message was. Repent. Why? For the kingdom of heaven has arrived. Is within your reach, is at hand's reach. That's how close it is. He said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What are the, all of the kingdom of heaven? Where is it? It's within your reach. It's among you. is right here on earth again. And the good news is when you hear about it and you get in on it, oh Lord, well, you cease from all your works and you enter into a rest. You enter into a completed work. What completed work? The completed work of Almighty God. Well, he said something, man, after the sixth day in the book of creations, in Genesis. He said, on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Finished. Done deal. And boy, when you find out, boy, what he doing, when you find out what he doing, what is that? That's the kingdom of God. Listen, they use synonymous in scripture, but they mean different things. And one, some places it's called the kingdom of heaven, and some places it's called the kingdom of God. Listen, Jesus said this, all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hands. It's within your reach. It's available to you right now. Not some of it, not all of it. All that heaven consists of, all that heaven is. In fact, boy, it's your inheritance. It belonged to us. We had it one time, boy, and we lost it. And Jesus Christ come, bought it back. Boy, Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. Lord. And unto us a son is given. And boy, he coming with a government on his shoulder. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. What he came with, he didn't come with religion. He didn't come with rituals. He didn't come with tradition. He didn't come with ceremonies. He didn't come with all the things that we're doing right now. You know, all of the good things, but he didn't come with that. He come, boy, bring back, man, the governing influence of heaven back to this earth. I don't know what you've been doing and what you think he's doing and everything else, but that's what he's doing. That's what God's doing. That's what God sent his son to do. To do what? To bring the governing influence of heaven back to earth. Not religion. Not church as we know it. That's all right. That's sufficient for now. But, boy, that's going on in our God, boy, all the way across the Jordan River into, boy, the promised land. What's the promised land? All of the kingdom of heaven. That's our inheritance that belong to us. Boy, he wants us to go get that. That would bring glory to his name when you possess your land. When you go, hey, listen, we already saved. You're already saved. You done came out of Egypt. You done came across the Red Sea. And the enemy and the arrows and his army, the devil and all that demon co-host no longer have no authority over you anymore. You're free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. For what purpose, man? Hey, Lord, so that he can get you over there into your inheritance. What's your inheritance? The promised land, not the wilderness. Where our inheritance is at, boy, that's in the kingdom of heaven. That's where all your blessings is at. Thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. You're going after all the material blessings and the natural blessings and all that. Man, that ain't no blessings, boy. I'm talking about the blessing of the Lord to make you rich, and he don't add no sorrow with it, boy. I'm talking about spiritual blessings. Well, that's that all the boy, that's in the kingdom of heaven. And boy, Jesus' message was it's a good news about it. He come preaching, but the good news about it was, hey, that's your inheritance. I came to bring it back, man. And boy, when you come to the knowledge of it and get in on that, boy, you cease from your works. And you start growing up, boy, in the things of God. You start finding out who you really are, where you really come from, why you're really here, what you really can do, and where you're going to end up at. Let me tell you something. If you know your destination, you won't be worrying about nothing. If you know the plan, if you came to the knowledge of the plan and the purpose and the intent and the destiny that God has for your life, not your plan and not your intent and not your will and not your kingdom, and not what you want, and not what we doing, and not what I'm doing. None of that, man. But if you come to the knowledge, boy, of what God's original plan and purpose and intent for your life, well, boy, you'll cease from all your works. Boy, you'll come on into, man, the kingdom of God, boy. You'll come through this wilderness experience that we at the church is in, and you'll go on across the Jordan River into your inheritance. I'm going to say something right here. Boy, listen, saints. My servant Moses is dead. But hey, Joshua, I call you. And I'm going to raise you up to take my people across this Jordan River over into their inheritance. All the promises, all those exceeding great and precious promises. What God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. You say, listen, Joshua, hey, be thou courageous. Why? Because I'm with you. Just like I was with Moses and got Moses to deliver them from pharaohs and from Egypt, so shall I be with you. To take them across the Jordan River over into their inheritance. I wonder if you read it, church. Are you still like those ones that come out of Egypt, man, and just murmur and complain? We ain't got this, we ain't got that, we ain't got this, this ain't that way. He did this, he did that, she doing this, she doing that, he doing this, he doing that, man. Quit this, quit that, and all that, man. That's all right. But boy, over in the inheritance is different. In the wilderness, boy, you got to depend upon God for everything, man, and that's a good thing. He is our source, and he is our sustainer. And they gave him water from a rock and manna from heaven, and he was with them. Boy, but over there in the promised land, they ain't had to wait for no manna from heaven and no water from a rock. Boy, the land was flowing with milk and honey, abundance, and no lack. That's what God's will is for our lives. We've been wandering around in the wilderness. I'm just like old Joshua and Caleb, man. You know, he come back, we say, man, way back 40 years ago, I've been saying, boy, we'd be more than able to go in and get our inheritance. But they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, too, just like the rest of the children of Israel. But they didn't die in the wilderness. No, baby. God raised them up and took them and used them and lead their people into, boy, their inheritance, boy, the promised land. That's the purpose for this ministry. Hallelujah. This is a little Joshua ministry. The spirit of Joshua. Who what, boy? To lead God's people, boy, out of this wilderness experience, boy, over into our inheritance. What's our inheritance, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven. Listen to what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 25. It says, come you who are blessed of your Father. Talking about spiritual blessings now. So you think about these natural blessings and everything else. Let me show you some blessing that, boy, I'm talking about, boy, you don't know, you ain't heard. Your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard, boy. I'm talking about, listen to what he say. Come you who are blessed of your Father and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. He didn't say, come, let's have church and let's have a good time and let's sing and let's praise and all that. Hey, listen, all that's a result of after you coming and getting your inheritance. Boy, listen, when you come and get your inheritance, Ben, and know that you know, boy, that everything is all right and that your life is hid in God and you start growing up in the kingdom, you talking about having some church. Lord, you won't be having some church because you're trying to get God in on the scene. You'll be having some church because God is on the scene. And you'll be having some church because you're learning, man, not just how to have church and church protocol, but you're learning kingdom protocol, glory to God. And you start learning how to be the church. So that when we leave out of those four walls on Sundays, man, and through everyday life, man, we go out, man, with our ministry that God has given all of us, the body of Christ. What ministry is that, boy? God has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. To go into all the world and let all the world know that God was in his Son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Hallelujah. What you doing, boy? Hooking you and I back to himself. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can get all of our inheritance. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. See, you've been, if we're not careful, we be preoccupied with the means. That's the having church and the good things and all this and got to do this way and that way and this way and live this way and all that. And that's all good. You got that. Listen, that's incorporated in it, boy, but you got to get the original intent first. And what and the purpose first. What? Everything that God is doing, man, from your Bible in Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of your Bible is a means to one end. What? That's to get back what he had going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. What was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy? The kingdom of heaven was on earth. Where it was on earth, though, the Garden of Eden. The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. An open door to a glorious place, an atmosphere and an environment that comes from, boy, being in the literal presence of the Lord. Boy, let me tell you something, boy. You got into the presence of the Lord and really got into the presence of the Lord, man, I'm telling you, you won't worry about nothing. And the good news is, man, that presence is available to you, boy. I'm talking about them angels that protected the way to the tree of life and kept mankind out of the Garden of Eden with them flaming swords. Baby, they gone. Been gone over 2,000 years ago. There ain't no angels with flaming swords no more, baby. There's a door there now. Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the light. I'm the door. You're not careful, you get preoccupied with the door. And you be spending all your time, man, worshiping the door. And that's a good thing, man. Yes, he wanted to be worshiped, man. But you got to go on behind the door, man, and see what's behind that door. Once you go behind that door, Lord, I'm going to say that one more time. Well, once you find out what's behind that door, and that everything that's behind that door is your inheritance, belongs to you. Boy, let me tell you something. You go past the door, and you'll go get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Boy, listen, the blessing of this world system, what we call blessing, you get a house, a car, and everything else, and say, God bless us. Man, let me tell you something. That ain't no blessings. That's not the blessing of God. The blessing of God, boy, is all of the kingdom of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, the attributes of heaven, everything that's going on in heaven, the functioning principles and laws of heaven, the governing system of heaven, the riches of heaven, the treasures of heaven, the life of heaven, all that you're thinking about, man, in the sweet by and by, boy, he come with that on his shoulder, man. To reestablish what God set up in Genesis 1 and 2. What he set up, boy? The kingdom of heaven on the earth. Where he set it up, Arthur? On the earth. He set up the Garden of Eden, the same Garden of Eden that, boy, where he was, where those archangels was hanging out there, boy, them three, man, main ones, boy, where, in the presence of the Lord to protect his glory and everything else. Boy. That place. Listen, that's Eden in heaven. That's a literal presence of the Lord right there at the mount of God, right in his very literal presence. I ain't talking about the songs we sang, the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about really there. As everything that Jesus did on the cross and everything else and all of that, man, was a means to one end, what? To clean you up. For what purpose, boy? So that the Holy Spirit, who bore the third member of the Godhead, the one, boy, that's at work in the earth today, the one that's doing the work in the earth today, our Lord, clean you up for what purpose, boy, so that the Holy Spirit that you lost in Genesis chapter 3 can come back and take residence, boy, not among you, but on the inside of you again. Hook you back up to God. Engrafted back into the family of God. One with God again. No more broken fellowship. No more put out of the Garden of Eden, man. But the door, who? Jesus Christ, boy, is an open door to a place, a delightful place. What's that, boy? An atmosphere and an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. Boy, you get in that place, man, let me tell you something. Death ain't got no sting, and the grave ain't got no power. Man, nothing. Boy, you'll know that you 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 know, boy, that everything is all right. Even though you go through the fires of life and the trials of life and the storms of life and the heartaches of life and the pain and suffering of life. Jesus said it this way, baby, the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared, boy, with all that your Father has in store for you for all eternity. And the good news is, boy, let me tell you something, as you come to the knowledge of it, boy, you don't have to be brokenhearted no more. You don't have to suffer no more. He said, if you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. It's raining time now. Listen, you living in a season and in a time, boy, where God is pouring out his spirit, like he said in Joel, upon all flesh. For what purpose, boy? So that, man, we may come out of the church I'm talking about. You and I may come out of this wilderness experience of life that we've been wandering around in, boy, going around and around in circles, boy, saved, but not converted. Saved, but not, boy, in the kingdom of hell. Saved, but not enjoying none of our inheritance. Saved, though. But, boy, save is not the goal. Save is the means to the goal. Saved you so that you could come back into that delightful place, back into the Garden of Eden, back into the secret place of the Most High God, back into the presence of the Most High God. Back into the kingdom of heaven. Where it ought to? On earth. That's the kingdom of heaven. Jesus preached that in Matthew chapter 4, starting in verse 17. And boy, later on in Matthew chapter 6, man, in verse 33, he said something there. But before he said that, he said, you don't have to take no thought for what you're going to worry or how you're going to make it. That's why I told you, boy, you're getting this thing here, boy, your life is in his hands. That make you, you make him, when you make him Lord of our, when we make him Lord of our life, that means you're no longer your own. Lord means Adonai, owner. That means he own you. Once you make him Lord of our life, what you surrender everything to him? Say, Lord, how you surrender everything to him, boy? You've been praying it all your life, but I have not understood it. What, Lord? The first request in the prayer template that Jesus Christ taught his disciples. This is the first request. Lord, who? Lord, owner, Adonai, let your kingdom come. Not mine. Let your will be done. Not mine. In my life here on earth, watch this, just like it is in heaven. Well, you get your priorities in line and get that right, boy. You say what? Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. And your will, what your desire is for my life. Many are the plans in my heart, but Lord, let your purpose prevail in my life. Be it unto me according to your word, Father. Not my will, but your will, Lord. Not my way, Father, but your way. Not what I'm doing, Lord, but what you're doing. Not what I want for my life, Father, but what you want for my life. Matthew's boy, chapter 6, he said, you don't have to take no thought for what you're going to eat and how you're going to make it and none of this. Your heavenly Father, your source, your sustainer, know that you have need of all these things. But you know what he said? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things that you're trying to go after, you know, righteousness and peace and joy and fulfillment of life and prosperity and a good life and happiness and joy, you know, all these things that you desire in your life, you know, fulfill life, successful life, man, all those things that you desire in life, hey, your Father know that, hey, that's how he created, listen, that's your inheritance, that belong to you. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's that, Arthur? That's a little bit different than the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. That belong to you. But in order to get that, would that belong to you, you got to be seeking first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What he doing? You got to cease from your works and say, Lord, what your kingdom come and your will be done. Lord, we go to God, like I say all the time on this broadcast, and try to get God in on what we doing. And that ain't no bad thing. It just might not be the priority. Instead of going to God and trying to get God in on what we want and what our desire is and what our prayers is and everything else, we got to go to God and say, Lord, not my kingdom, not my will. Lord, what you want me to do for you? We go to God all the time telling God what we want him to do for us. Man, you got to go to God and tell God, Lord, what can I do for you? How can I help you, Father? What you need me to do for you, Lord? How can I assist you, Lord? Boy, the door of heaven opened up to you then, man. He started revealing to you, boy, what his will and what his plan and what his kingdom is. Why? Because now you ain't trying to get in on what, you ain't trying to get him in on what you're doing. You're trying to get in on what he's doing then. What that is, that's seeking first the kingdom of God. Lord, what you doing? Otherwise, man, we'd be preoccupied with all our concepts. All our ideas and ideologies and everything else that we all derive from our without understanding, watch this, God's precepts. We got God's concepts, but man, what we're missing in is his precepts. David said, Lord, show me your precepts. That's what made David a mighty king. Boy, listen, David had to understand it. David said, Lord, what? David didn't even want to know, Lord, what you're doing. And even so much as how you're doing it. He wanted to know, Lord, why are you doing this? Why? Purpose. Purpose is the greatest pursuit in life. To find out, man, not what God is doing or what God has done, but why. Why that you created us in your image and your likeness? Why that you set up the kingdom of heaven on earth? Why? What you doing, Lord? What's your purpose? What's your intent? What's your original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for my life? What you doing, other boy? You surrendering on a daily basis. And boy, you growing up then in that. You growing up and getting, and this ain't gonna just happen to you overnight, man. No, that's a way of life. Listen, when you come over into the kingdom of God and get over into the promised land, that's a different way of life than what they were living in the wilderness. Like I told you, in the wilderness, they had to depend on God for everything, boy. In the promised land, man, that everything was flowing to them, boy. They can just go pick whatever they wanted. They eat and everything else. They could drink, man, living water, spring water, natural spring water, best water, except for the one that come from that rock and that man that came from heaven, regardless of what that did. Listen, that sustained them. And thank God for that. But that sustained a man for a purpose, what? So that they can go on across the Jordan River. Why they stayed in the wilderness so long? You know why? Because they wouldn't do what Jesus first said when he begun his ministry. What? They wouldn't repent. See, and then, you know, all our concepts have made it where you're trying to, but you're doing it wrong. You're trying to stop what you're doing. First, what a repent mean to change the way you're thinking. Because if you change the way you're thinking and your mind and everything else and take on the mind of Christ, then, baby, you're going to eventually all them things that ain't right, boy, they're going to fade away. All them things going to. You don't have to take no thought for that, man. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to try to stop sinning so that you could become more righteous. No, the more righteous you realize that you are, the less you're going to sin. Out in the wilderness, boy, let me tell you something. It's a hard way. Over in the promised land, man, is you're as righteous as you're ever going to get. And when you realize that, well, he made you righteous. I ain't talking about your righteousness. That's why I say seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His way of putting you in right standing with him. All that on the cross and everything else that Jesus did, the marvelous work that he did, boy, that was God's mean, man, of putting you in right standings with him. Again, man, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this, he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, God made him to be sin for you so that you might be made the righteousness of God. So that you might be made the righteousness of God. You've been made righteous. You've been put in right standing with God, not your works. That's the love of God that he has for all his people. Even those who have not come to the knowledge of it, and those who not walking in it, and those who turn their back against it, that's available to them too. Listen, this ain't for the Christians. This for the whole human race, what I'm talking about, boy. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world to every nation as a testimony to every nation, boy. I'm telling you, then the end gonna come. What gospel? This gospel of the kingdom. What gospel of the kingdom, boy, that you can come on into the kingdom of heaven now and start living in the kingdom of heaven right now? You can start living, you can start charting your course towards your eternal destination right now because you are as sure for heaven as if you were already there. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God's dear son. Baby, you don't know. There's some things you don't know. I told you, boy. If you tune in to this broadcast right here, this paper, boy, is to give you, man, listen, not my opinion about nothing, boy. I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, man. I don't represent my church, my denomination, my ideology. When I come on this broadcast, man, I don't tell you to open up the Bible and this right there. That's on the inside of me, glory to God, baby. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, man. I don't speak of my own. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And, boy, let me tell you something. Jesus say, boy, when the Spirit of the Lord upon me, how be it, boy, he ain't going to testify of his own. He going to bring you into the revelation of everything that Jesus Christ told them people and was showing them people and was doing when he was walking on the earth. And you know what his final thing was, what he told them people, man, after he was doing all them things that he was doing and mighty like he was and everything else, you know what the finishing touch was? Then he turned around and say, hey, listen, as I am, so are you. Say that again, Arthur. He said this to you. This is what he's saying to you in the kingdom of heaven. As I am, so are you. The works that I do, so can you. The authority that I have, so do you. The power that I have, so do you. The ability that I have, so do you. The God that I have, the Holy Spirit that I have, so are you. And as the Father sent me, Lord, so send I you. What the Father sent him to do, boy, he came with a government on his shoulder. And of that government and of that system that he set up, that kingdom, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, there shall be no end. And what did he say for you to do? You go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. He sent them out one time, two by two, just to practice. Say, go preach this gospel. Go preach the kingdom of heaven and cast out devils and heal the sick. And boy, they sent them out two by two. They come back rejoicing. Why, boy, because, boy, they follow simple instruction. What was the instruction? Go preach the kingdom of heaven and cast out devils. Go preach what? Go tell a man all about me, man, and go tell him how I'm going to die up on the cross. No, he didn't tell him all of that, man. He told him, go preach, man, the good news about the kingdom of heaven, man. Hallelujah. Go preach that good news. And as you preach that good news about the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Say that again, Arthur. Go preach the kingdom, man, of heaven and cast out devils. Boy, they come back rejoicing. And Jesus said this here, you think that's something? Here's something even greater to rejoice about, that you can go and tell every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl, that if they come unto me, boy, let me tell you something. It'd be a little bit different, boy. Hey, what you mean, boy? See, we go and we join the church. And we shake the preacher's hand. And we write our names on the church roll, and we become a member of that particular ministry or organization. That's a good thing. But boy, in the kingdom of God, boy, you don't join the church. You are the church. In the kingdom of God, boy, you become a citizen of the kingdom. And you shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. And instead of getting your name signed on the church roll, you get your name signed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus say, rejoice, man. Think that's something. Rejoice over what? I show you something that's better. What? Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What, man? Yes, Lord. Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And boy, what my responsibility is? Boy, I got to go tell everybody. That's why I say I can't wait. I can't wait to, man, come on this broadcast, man, or get on or share with people, man. What, boy? This gospel of the kingdom. He said, go and tell everybody. Go tell everybody, well, boy, that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to them. And if they come and get in on what I'm doing and learn of me, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you come in through the door and go behind the door and get on the governor and tutor, boy, that, listen, what's mean governor and tutor, boy? When you come into the kingdom of God, you got to be born into the kingdom of God. You're a little bitty baby. You don't know how to walk like God wants you to walk and talk like God wants you to talk and live like God wants you to live. No, just like you grew up in Christianity and grew up in religion and grew up in natural life and everything else, you got to grow up in the kingdom of God, too. Listen, I didn't come in here just to blow no smoke up here. I'm telling you, boy, there are some laws and some principles and ways in which God do things, boy. How you coming to the kingdom? Jesus said to Nicodemus, a religious man, devout religious man. He said, except a man be born again, Lord, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. He can't even understand it. But, boy, and except he be born of the Spirit and of the water, he cannot enter it. First he say, see. And then the next part he say, enter. See is to come to the knowledge of it and be aware of it and shout about it and say, yes, and hallelujah, and glory to God. Hey, that's being born in the kingdom. But now that you're in the kingdom, hey, now you got to enter into all its benefits and all its blessings and all the inheritance that it has in there that's for you. You got to enter into that. You got to grow up into that. Listen, let me just plant a seed. An heir, as long as, in Galatians, an heir, chapter 3, an heir, as long as he's a child, is no different than a servant. You got to grow up in the kingdom. Come in like a little bitty baby, just like you came into this natural world. You don't know how to talk, man, kingdom talk. Walk, kingdom walk. Act, kingdom act, way. Live kingdom life. It's just a little bitty baby. But But boy, as you continue to seek first the kingdom of God and what God is doing, desiring the sincere milk of the word, hey boy, you start growing up, man, into the kingdom of God. You start learning, man, you know, the laws that governs, man, the kingdom of God. And you start learning, man, not just church protocol, but you start learning kingdom protocol. You start learning how to function, not just as a member of a church or as a Christian or as a Methodist or a Baptist or a non-denomination. Listen, let me just say something right here. When I start saying these titles and everything else, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that's a bad thing and that's even everything else. No, man, thank God for all that, man, the Baptist and the Methodist thank God. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, what I be talking about is the Baptist religion. I'm not talking about the Baptist people. If you're a Baptist, praise the Lord. If you're a Methodist, praise the Lord. Just be a Baptist child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You can maintain your titles if you want to, boy. But anyway, one of these days, they're going to be done away with. So when I say things in a negative way that might come off as a negative way about religion or Baptist or Muslim or Hindu or anything like that, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the religion. I'm talking about the Christian religion. The Christian the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion, the Baptist religion, the Church of God in Christ religion, the Seventh-day Adventist religion. I'm talking about the religion. What? Of it. That has, boys, hindered God's people, man, from entering into their inheritance. I tell you, more caught up with, man, how on having church. And how well you put on church and how well the program was and how excellent it was and everything else. And God is a God of order and excellence and everything else. There's much more to this thing than that. What the deal is, boy? We under governor and tutor. An heir, as long as he is a child, ain't no different than a servant. But he's under governor and tutor until the appointed time. You got to grow up in it. That's why things and blessings just being delegated to us, man, little here, little there, just like a little bitty baby that's perhaps has inherited $1 trillion or $1 billion. They don't just go and give them. They delegate it to them. Somebody had to give it to them for them. That's the tutoring. But, boy, it's provided, man, by what? The governor. What we under? We under governor and tutoring. See, a lot of times you might not understand what that is. What, boy? You under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That he worked through the gift that he gave mankind, who? The fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and all the other titles that we come up under that fivefold ministry right there. That's the tutoring. But that tutoring right there, boy, if it ain't under the governor or the governor, who's the governor? That's the Holy Spirit. Jesus never attributed none of those mighty works and none of those things that he said and none of that message that he proclaimed. He didn't attribute that to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Who, boy? The Holy Ghost. See, as you come into the kingdom and you start growing up in the kingdom, boy, you find out something, boy. Listen, I told you, you ain't heard nothing yet, boy. We're just in the elementary part of this thing. We're just in the foundation part of it. You know, before you can really start to build, you got to lay down a solid foundation. And boy, I'm talking about God been saying the same thing through this radio broadcast in different ways, but the same thing over and over and over and over again ever since we've been on here, been a series. And all the purpose for it is just the establishment, man, or the re-establishment of his kingdom back on the earth. That's the foundation. Hallelujah. Before we can build on it, man, we got to first, man, get that foundation, man, laid down right. Well, you need to know something. You need to come out of, man, translated out of this world system. You need to know that, boy, listen, you're living in a Joshua and Caleb generation. What's that generation? Well, boy, God told him, like I started this broadcast off, and say, hey, listen, my servant Moses is dead. But I call you, Joshua, to take my people across this Jordan River into their inheritance. I come on this radio broadcast to tell you, hey, mighty men and women of the Most High God. Hey, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Jesus Christ has died and has been resurrected. He finished. He got us out of Egypt. He delivered us from Pharaoh's, just like Moses did. Jesus Christ did the same thing, boy. He died, but he delivered us, man, from the devil and brought us out of this world system. Colossians chapter 1, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son, just like Moses did, man, with the children of Israel. And broke Pharaoh's authority and power over their lives in the process. Who did that? Jesus. And boy, as he did that, boy, then he went on up to heaven, man, and took a seat at the right hand of the Father. But boy, he said something, boy, his final act, boy, before he went, took his seat at the Father. All the great things that he did that you read about, that you preached about, and everything else. But boy, he did something awesome, man, right before he left. He called those tutors, hallelujah, them disciples, Peter, James, and John, told them, go make disciples of all men. But before he told them that, boy, he breathed on them, boy, and say, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Now you ready. He told them, man, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. But boy, when he breathed on the inside of them, the same thing that God did when he breathed on the inside of Adam, man, in Genesis chapter 1, the breath of life, man, and man became a living soul. Boy, after he had cleansed us from all our unrighteousness, boy, through his death and his burial, boy, and when he rose up from the dead, that's when he breathed on them, boy. He had already cleansed us from all unrighteousness. What purpose are there? So that the Holy Spirit can once again come take up residence, man, on the inside of every last one of us. Boy, it's he that doeth the work, not you. Listen, everything that God doing, man, and that God has completed and everything else, he doing that, man, with his word by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's his word. Hey, listen, the most important person in the earth today is not, man, you know, not the U.S. government. The most important person in the earth today is the Holy Spirit. The most important work in the earth today is the work of the Holy Spirit. Sad to say, man, most of us believers, we know about our Father in heaven, and we know about, man, the Lord Jesus Christ, how he died for our sins and everything else, but you don't know, man, about the third member of the Godhead, baby. Let me tell you something, boy, he's the one. His job, boy, let me tell you something, his job is the important one, boy. What's his job is? The Father is the source, the provider of this life and this kingdom life that I'm talking about. Jesus Christ is the life of it. The Holy Spirit, he's the one that leads you into the reality of it. Glory to God. It ain't by power nor by might, said the Lord, but by my spirit. That's why Jesus never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He was born of the Spirit. He grew, he got baptized in the Spirit. He grew in the Spirit. He received the Spirit. He was baptized in the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. Hey, boy, and then he operated and come back in the power of the Holy Spirit. Everything was by the Spirit of the Lord. Everything that God was doing, the cleansing up and everything else, boy, to get that Holy Ghost back on the inside of your spirit, my spirit, so that we could become, boy, who we really are. Otherwise, man, you'd just be Christians, Muslims, and Hindus, and Buddhists, and whatever. When all the time, boy, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We kings and queens. And watch this here. With dominion. What's dominion, man? What's a kingdom? Dominion, man, is it? Dominion, what do you mean, dominion, man? Authority and power. The same word in the Hebrew, man, for kingdom. That's where we get the word kingdom from. A king's dominion. Or the territory or the domain of a king over which a king has power, watch this, control and influence. A king's dominion. What? Oh, well, a king has power, control, and influence. A king's dominion, a kingdom. God said in Genesis chapter 1, let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let them have kingship. Let them have rulership, man, over all the earth. Hallelujah. How are you doing that, Arthur? Boy, not by power, nor by my spirit. Listen, the Holy Ghost is in the work in the earth today. That's what we're going to get into as we begin to build the foundation that's pretty much laid down when you come to the knowledge, boy, that the kingdom of heaven is really at hand. And that's the message that Jesus preached. And as we begin to start seeking first the kingdom of God and everything else and bringing everything that we are doing under that umbrella of what God is doing. What is God is doing? Reestablishing his kingdom back up on the earth. Reestablishing his rule back up on the earth, reestablishing his governing influence back up on the earth. How, boy, how are you doing that? Through us, through his children. How is he doing that, Arthur? Through us. How is he going to do that through us, boy? Listen, boy, that's why he cleans you up, so that the Holy Spirit, the governor of the kingdom, the one, boy, who take, man, everything, man, about the kingdom, man, and bring it into reality in your life. Listen, he ain't going to testify what you're doing or nothing like that. Jesus say, how be it when the Spirit of truth comes? He ain't going to speak of his own. He's going to testify of that which I have commanded and that which I have said and that which I have told you. Well, what are you going to start manifesting in your life? Maybe we ain't seeing great manifestation of the things that go in our life because, man, we've been praying, man, giving him, man, our opinion and our ideas and everything else. He said, no, the Holy Spirit, he's going to only testify of those things that I said. He's going to take what I say unto you, and he's going to bring that into your life in reality. What did Jesus say to us, boy, everything I've been telling you on this radio broadcast? What? That all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. That you're a mighty man and you're a mighty woman of the Most High God. That you can do all things through Christ Jesus. That you're more than just a human being. You're more than just a mere man. You're more than just a mere woman. You're more than just a child or a boy or a girl or a man or a woman. You are the offsprings of the Most High God. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. You were born and created, man, to rule and reign in life here on the earth over every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that confronts your life. And the way you were designed to do that, boy, is under the influence, man, of the Holy Ghost. Listen, God said this, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Who is the us? That's the Father, God. That's the Word of God. And that's the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. We know that the Trinity of the Most High God, the triune being, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Listen, each one of them have a part to play in what God is doing. God finished with his part. Jesus Christ finished with his part. Now, the one who at work in the earth today, that's why I say, boy, he's the most powerful person in and his work is the greatest work in the earth today. Who? That's the Holy Spirit. See, the church might be operating up under his gift and his talent and his ability, but that might not be up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Like I heard my brother saying, I was coming up here, boy, it's the Holy Ghost that doeth the work, man. He the one. You could be gifted and talented and able to speak, and, man, I'm talking about stir up folks' emotion and everything else, but it's the anointing that removed the burdens and destroyed the yokes, man. Not your gift and your talent. You can use your gift and talent and stir up folks, man. Get the folks all stirred up and excited and everything else, man, but ain't no yokes being removed and ain't no burdens. Yokes being destroyed and burdens being removed. We're living, man, day after day after day the same way, going around and around and around Mount Sinai in the wilderness, when all the time right across the Jordan River. It wasn't far from them. Right across the Jordan River, man, from the wilderness was a land flowing with milk and honey. I'm telling you right now, right here, boy, I'm talking about that right here at the church right now, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that have been wandering around in the wilderness, man, year after year after year after year, for the last, man, 2,000 years or 1,800 years, man, since this gospel of the kingdom, man, has been lost in the graveyard of religion. Man, listen, been wandering around in the wilderness, boy. When all the time, right there, across the Jordan River, man, was a land flowing with milk and honey. Come on this radio broadcast to tell you, boy, you living in a time, boy, where God want to take you across your Jordan River into your inheritance, where we begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And I'm talking about when we begin to see, man, the power of the Holy Ghost at work in the earth today. When we start seeing burdens removed and yoke destroyed and blind eyes open and deaf ears unstopped and the lame walk and the dead raised to life again. All that's good in the natural, but I told you about, I'm talking about spiritual blessings. Your blind spiritual eyes, man, where you see good with these natural eyes, but you don't see what God is doing. You don't see the glory. You don't see the mighty man and woman that you really are. You don't see the mighty man and woman that your neighbor is, that everybody is, man. You see, man, what's going on in the natural, but you don't see, boy, what God sees, man. You don't see through the eyes of faith, man. And you hear with these ears what I'm saying and everything else, but perhaps you're not hearing with your spiritual ears. What you mean, man? I come on here to share with you the word of God, but boy, let me tell you something. That's a good thing, what I'm saying to you. But what I'm trying to get you to come to the knowledge of is, boy, don't just listen to what I'm saying to you.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And boy, you know what will happen? You will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you about what I'm saying to you. You just listen to what I'm saying and you're putting your faith in the wisdom of a man. No, don't do that. Yes, hear what I'm saying, but boy, incline your ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what I'm saying. That's the whole point I'm trying to tell you, boy. The Holy Spirit has come back to the right here. Oh, Lord, help us to understand. Help us to see, Lord, what you're doing. And because the Holy Spirit has come back, then we got all the authority, all the dominion that we need. We got the power that we need. Not only do we have the power, but we have now the authority to execute that power. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord that lives on the inside of us, boy, he want to come up and overflowing to where, boy, he start affecting not only us, but everything that's around us. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us, that's to impact us so that we might be filled with the Spirit of the Lord to overflowing. And when we get to the place where it start, where we filled with the Spirit and it start flowing over us, then it start impacting, man, our surroundings. You pour some water in the glass, man, what happened, boy? It's affecting the inside of the glass. And you keep on pouring it, man, and all the way up to the top, man, and it infected the whole inside of that glass. But when it started flowing over the glass, then it'll start affecting the outside of the glass. It'll start affecting the flow. And if you keep on, man, pouring, man, it'll start spreading further and further and further away. What that is, that's the Spirit of the Lord that's on the inside of us that, boy, we have allowed to come up and on us, boy, until, boy, we begin to impact our circle of influence. Till we begin to be just like Jesus when we proclaim the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. For he has anointed us. What you telling us all on this broadcast today, boy, make way for the Holy Ghost. Because, boy, this, we living in the day where God told the prophet Joel, he said, boy, in the last day, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And, boy, he going to lead them into the reality of what it means. You don't have no need, man. Let me tell you something. Yeah, you ain't going to have no need, man, for man to teach you. You're going to have a need for man to be your tutoring. But you're going to have a need of the Holy Ghost, man, the governor, to lead you into the reality of it. What you mean? I ain't say you ain't going to be able to listen to no man. No, what you're going to be able to do, boy, is listen to the man, but you're going to go past that. You're going to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what you're hearing from the man. That's what's going to develop you into sonship. And watch this. For this reason was the sons of God manifested. Just like for this reason was the Son of God manifested. For what? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil, boy? To keep you from the knowledge of what God is doing. He don't mind you doing all your thing that you're doing and good thing that you're doing and all those things that he's doing. He don't ever want you to come to the knowledge, boy, of what God is doing. What God is doing, boy, he's not trying to get you to heaven. He don't want to get you to heaven. He brought heaven to you. He don't want you to be where he is. He want to be where you are. He don't want you to spend eternity in heaven where he is. He want to spend eternity in heaven on earth where you are. And let me tell you something, that's the work that he begun. That's his original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for your life. And let me tell you something, his counsel going to stand. And the one that's going to lead us into the reality of that is the Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, I got carried away here. But I was supposed to do some announcements then. Let me say something about here. I got a friend of ours that I was supposed to share. I was supposed to share at the beginning. But I tell you, once I get to rolling here, boy, Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Man, I looked up at the clock just now. But I want to share with you all about Body Works in Bunker, Louisiana, a new business that has opened up in the Bunker area there that I believe with all my heart will be a tremendous blessing to the ladies there, especially, you know, you ladies of God and you Christian people here. And I'm going to play, you know, a spot for us so that you can hear it. Yeah. Okay, so take your time and just listen to this for a few seconds.
This is Shayla with Body Works Balance Bar, and we specialize in touchless massage. Have you always wanted a massage but not really keen on someone touching your body? Then we have aqua massage, hydro massage, massage chairs, sauna dome detox, and V-Steam services. You will love them all. Please give us a call at 318-295-2042. You can also book an appointment online at bodyworksbalancebar.com. We're open Monday through Friday from 4 to 7. and also Saturday from 9 to 4. We would love to have you at the spa, 175 Chevy Lane in Bunky.
Amen.
This is Shayla Body Works Balance Bar, and I'd like to welcome you. This is Shayla's Spa. We specialize in aqua massage, hydro massage, massage chairs, sonodone detox, and V-Steam services. If you've always been interested in a massage but not really keen on someone touching your body, then Body Works Balance Bar is the perfect place for you because all of our massages are touchless. Touchless massage has been known to assist with relaxation, anxiety relief, and even pain relief. So definitely give us a call at 318-295-2042, or you can book an appointment online at bodyworksbalancebar.com. We're physically located at 125 Chevy Lane in Bunky. We're open Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. During the month of June, we also have a $5 off special. You do not have to have a coupon in order to partake in that $5 discount. Just give us a call at the spa. We would love to have you.
Hey, thank you. Amen. God bless you. Just wanted to play that spot for her. I meant to play it earlier in the broadcast, but I told you I got carried away. And for those of you in the Bunk area and those of you in the surrounding area, I promise it'll be a tremendous blessing to you. The atmosphere is great there. The people are great there. And the services that she offers there, as I went through and toured and looked at her place, is a great service that I know that will pamper ladies and men, you know, for us to go there and take advantage of things that God is doing and providing for us and our community. Once again, her business is located in, we know it as the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center, you know, where there's Lion's Food Market there, and right there in the shop, you know where the dollar store is. And by the way, if you're in that area too, stop by our little boutique that we have there. It's called a Unique Boutique, you know, where we sell a little bit of hair products, you know, a few little clothes and different items in there. It's a unique boutique, you know, and then going through and then patronizing our little business there, then it would help us in support of this ministry. You know, we don't come on here and ask for any donations. Perhaps, man, later on we might need to do that. But God, we trust God to supply all our need. If God put us on this radio broadcast and whatever it takes for us to be on here, then we trust that he will supply all those needs. And at the same time, I don't want to leave you out of him supplying that need. If you feel led in your heart to support being this radio ministry and want to give to this radio ministry financially, it would be a tremendous blessing to us. And what we would do is just, we come on once a week. And we would love to come on, man, you know, get to the place where we can come on every day of the week. Because the word that we have to share with people is an awesome word. It's an end time word. And it will revolutionize not only your life, but your family's life. It will make more of your life than what is. It will bring salvation, healing, deliverance, and provisions to our lives, to our families, and to our circles of influence. Why, Arthur? Because it's not what I'm doing. It's not what my ministry is doing. It's what God is doing more through his ministry. And that is, man, to lead God's people out of our wilderness experience over across the Jordan River into our inheritance. What's our inheritance, Arthur, once again? All of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the one that's at work in the earth today. And we're going to begin to teach and learn about that. Perhaps, you know, I hear the Spirit of the Lord is leading me in that area. Tell, well, now we need to know the third member of the Godhead so that we can know, boy, how God is doing what he's doing so that we could get in on that. I promise you, we're going to be a tremendous blessing to your life in this through this radio ministry and through what God will share and teach you through this ministry concerning the kingdom of God in your life. You know, once again, boy, my wife, Gail, and I, we love you with the love of the Lord. My family, my children, Tamika Simmons, Shanika Rattler, Joshua Lavelle, Arturo Lavelle, and our son, you know, that's with us always, you know, watching over us, a great crowd of witnesses in the heavenly places. And that's the one, you know. That's the Lavelle family. And we want God's best for your life. That's our desire. That's our heart's desire. That God continue to bless your life with all the spiritual blessings that he has for you in heavenly places. Once again, here's the invitation. Come, all of you who are under the sound of my voice, come get your inheritance. It belongs to you. All of the kingdom of heaven. God bless you, man. We love you, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. Stay tuned now. Hey, listen to our Facebook page, too. Our Facebook page, you can tune in and get more of this. It's Arthur Lavelle, A-R-T-H-U-R, L-O-V-A-L-L, Kingdom Life Ministries. Hey, listen, you can tune into our Facebook page and catch more there, too. God bless you. We love you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom.